The religious purpose of modern schooling was announced clearly by the legendary University of Wisconsin sociologist Edward A. Ross in 1901 in his famous book, Social Control. Your librarian should be able to locate a copy for you without much trouble. In it, Ed Ross wrote these words for his prominent following, quote, "Plans are underway to replace community, family, and church with propaganda, education, and mass media. The state shakes loose from the church, reaches out to school. People are only little plastic lumps of human dough," close quote. Social control revolutionized the discipline of sociology and had powerful effects on the other human sciences. In social science, it guided the direction of political science, economics, and psychology. In biology, it influenced genetics, eugenics, and psychobiology. It played a critical role in the conception and design of molecular biology. There you have it, in a nutshell, the whole problem with modern schooling. It rests on a nest of false premises. People are not little plastic lumps of dough. They are not blank tablets, as John Locke said they were. They are not machines, as Delametri hoped. Not vegetables, as Friedrich Froebel, inventor of kindergartens, hypothesized. Not organic mechanisms, as Wilhelm Wundt taught every psychology department in America at the turn of the century. Nor are they repertoires of behaviors, as Watson and Skinner wanted. They are not, as the new crop of systems thinkers would have it, mystically harmonious microsystems interlocking with grand macrosystems in a dance of atomic forces. I don't want to be crazy about this. Locked in a lecture hall or bull session, there's probably no more harm in these theories than reading too many Italian sonnets all at one sitting. But when each of these suppositions is sprung free to serve as a foundation for school experiments, it leads to frightfully oppressive practices. One of the ideas that empty child thinking led directly to was the notion that human breeding could be enhanced or retarded, as plant and animal breeding was, by scientific gardeners and husbandmen. Of course, the time scale over which this was plotted to happen was quite long. Nobody expected it to be like breeding fruit flies, but it was a major academic, governmental, and even military item generously funded until Hitler's proactive program following America's lead grew so embarrassing by 1939 that our own projects and plans were made more circumspect. Back at the beginning of the 20th century, the monstrously influential Edward Thorndike of Columbia Teachers College said that school would establish conditions for, quote, selective breeding before the masses take things into their own hands, close quote. The religious purpose of modern schooling was embarrassingly evident back when Ross and Thorndike were on center stage. But they were surrounded by many like-minded friends. Another major architect of standardized testing, H.H. Goddard, said in his book Human Efficiency, 1920, that government schooling was about the perfect organization of the hive, close quote. He said standardized testing was a way to make lower classes recognize their own inferiority, like wearing a dunce cap. It would discourage them from breeding and having ambition. Goddard was head of the psychology department at Princeton. So imagine the effect he had on the minds of doctoral candidates he coached, and there were hundreds. We didn't leave the religious purpose of modern schooling back in the early years of the century. In April of 1996, Al Shanker of the American Federation of Teachers said in his regular New York Times split-page advertisement that every teacher was really a priest.